Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Final hour here of a special edition of Sports Talk. We're at the Rouse's Market on Barone Street. Rouse's, of course, the official supermarket of the Saints. Come get your cabbage, your black-eyed peas, fresh Maine lobsters, $15.99 a pound. You save $6 a pound, and they're steamed free while you shop. Bobby, we're going to talk about the NBA question in a second. I just want to mention one thing. Here's one thing. You know, I have to watch a lot of the teams that the Saints are playing from the previous week. So I had to watch Jacksonville and Las Vegas a couple of times, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just want to tell you one.
I know the
feeling. Yeah. So here's a series. It's second quarter. Raiders have the ball. They're driving at the Jacksonville 41. It's third and six.
Okay.
False start, Las Vegas.
Yep.
So now it's third and 11 at the Jacksonville 46. False start, Las Vegas. Now it's third and 16, back at the Las Vegas 49. Defensive all sides. Mm-hmm. Bloop. Next play. Now it's third and 11, back at the Jacksonville 46. Bloop. Defensive all sides. You are back to where you started. Third and six at the Jacksonville 41. Aiden O'Connell, incomplete punt.
Well, yep.
Four straight penalties. Two false starts, two defensive offsides, and you get back to the same spot.
You're back to square one.
These teams are 3-12.
Well, the thing is, hopefully we don't see that tomorrow. I mean, now think about it. You could have that with the Saints and Raiders.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you shooting yourself in the foot, or
are
you going back and forth?
They were like four straight penalties to get right back where you were and then punted.
Well, you know who's unbelievable, and Mike's been on this from the get-go, him and Charlie Long.
You want to talk about Brock Bowers, a stud.
Oof. Now, led the team, if you look last week against the Jaguars, 11 catches, 99 yards, becoming the second rookie ever. We familiar with Odell Beckham Jr. Becoming the second rookie ever, Odell Beckham Jr. and the third tight end ever, Zach Ertz and Evan Engram, with 10-plus catches in four games in a season. So I guarantee you, they're going to target... No matter who they're playing.
They do, yeah.
He will be targeted. Well, yes. And so
and they play double tight ends because Mike Mayer is the other guy.
Right. They have five tight ends on their active who play in the game. Yeah. Five.
And you're looking at Brock Bowers. We have to know that from Coach Rhodes, the defensive perspective. Do you know how well he's played on the road? He has 125 receiving yards in two of the past three road games. So I know they throw into him. He's tied for second in the NFL with 101 catches right now, tied with Anquan Boldin for the third most ever by a rookie. Leads the tight ends with – now, this is –
Forget tight ends. Just do everybody.
But wait, but this is a Saints connection. This is a Saints connection. Leads tight ends with 1,067 receiving yards and can surpass The Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, who had in 1961 had 1,076 yards, the most ever by a rookie tight end. He just needs 10 more yards to surpass Mike Ditka.
You know what Mike would tell you? Man, I did it in a lot less games than Bowers. Right. One thing with Mike, he throwed it out, but here's the crazy part. Sam LaPorta set the mark for receptions by a rookie tight end last year. He set the mark. Okay, Bowers has beaten that by over 10 catches. He's 5 catches away from catching more passes in NFL history than any other player. Puka Nacua did it a few years back. He's going to break Puka's mark against the Saints tomorrow. All he needs is 5.
So, the way they target him. Who is that Taysom Hill tight end kind of guy from Penn State?
Tyler Warren. I've been telling you, he's the guy.
So watch next year who's contributing in the NFL.
And you can watch him in the bowl games.
And Mike, you would think that he would be on the level maybe of a Brock Bowers and contribute at that level in the NFL.
And this is a really good year for tight ends and for 2025 draft, and we'll have a lot more time to talk about it, but it's not as good as it was 2 years ago. But when Brock came out, Charlie and I were talking about this, some guy texted me a deal. Mike, if you had to bet every nickel you have on two players to make it, who would you do it? And so I said Jaden Daniels and Brock Bowers. So,
and I think it's happened.
And so he's texted me back during the week. He was like, hey, yeah, you'd have won your money back because of the fact, look what Jaden's done. Look what Brock has done. Now, barring any injury, Brock Bowers is going to be a dominant tight end. The thing that makes him such a great guy, he does not want any spotlight on him. He's no prima donna, none of that. I mean, put it on somebody else. All I want to do is play ball.
Look at the Saints roster and the Raiders roster and if you look at, like two dominant players that is household names in the NFL circles. Now, one of them's hurt, the defensive player.
Max Crosby.
7.5 sacks.
He's
20 pressures. Yeah. His numbers are crazy.
Yeah, Max Crosby and Brock
Trevor
Bowers.
Penning's happy he ain't got to play this week.
Brock Bowers and Max Crosby. If we were going to say who are those Saints players, would you say like an older running back like Alvin Kamara? Who would we say defensively? Who? I don't know who. I mean, in the old days, you might have said Lattimore.
Or Demario Davis.
No, but he's old.
But he's old.
Granderson.
Carl Granderson, but he's
Chase
not.
Chase Young.
I don't know if I'd put him at that Max Crosby level.
Okay, but look at Carl Granderson. He ain't on no damn Max Crosby level, Hoss. We don't have nobody
you
like
asked
that.
Who I would say on this roster.
I don't think we have nobody.
I didn't get to pick people out of the air.
Yeah, we don't have nobody.
And you don't have a receiver as good as Bowers. Don't have anybody in his zip code.
We've won 5 games. The Raiders have won 3. So the NFL, they all know who Max Crosby is and Bowers. Right now, we know the fans know around the league like Alvin Kamara. Our star defensive players, we're old. Honey Badger, DeMario Davis,
Cam
Jordan, and then you look. That used to be a solid point in training camp. The cornerbacks. Now, Paulson and Debo. Are we going to pay Paulson and Debo after that bad broke leg?
But who will? Because of the injury. Boy, he's kind of
They might wait and see.
He's kind of
bad time
in football purgatory.
Bad time to get hurt.
Man, a really bad time.
And especially significant points in the game. I go back to even Green Bay last year. We're up 17-0. Who got the damn penalty?
Isaac Yedem. Isaac Yedem was the one they picked on.
Yeah, and Isaac
He was the one they picked on.
Was that the one who got the penalty? But look, the same thing happened this year with Paulson and Debo.
Yeah. They went after him.
Two hands, he panicking and then getting the damn penalty.
He has 3 interceptions. He is still tied
for the
top spot on the team with Tyron, and he hadn't played since week 7.
Yeah.
Now, I say that because, frankly, you know who else should be tied for the top spot? Colin Saunders.
Yeah.
He's had 2. Knocked out. He would have 3 interceptions and be tied for the top spot.
So how'd you mark that on your card? Was Alante Taylor get a PBU for that?
Pass defense. I said he inadvertently knocked it out.
That was on bloopers. I mean, come on. Saunders knew. Not only did he bat the ball up, but he
was going
to
catch it.
Yeah. He's an athlete, man. Bank is an athlete.
But no, one of the bloopers, have we not – listen – Well, was Spencer Rattler parting the Red Sea on that fumble?
Oh, my goodness.
What? I mean, I don't know. He did like this with his hands, and the ball drops. I guess it slipped out of his hands. I've never seen a play like that, Hoss. I don't know what he's doing. He's trying to maybe escape, and he just, I don't know, parted his hands, and the ball falls. Hopefully that don't happen on Sunday.
I was going to say, it's a big game for that young man tomorrow. He's got no Lucas Patrick, got no Eric McCoy. It might be Udo at left guard. You're going to have Landon Young.
It's either Landon or it's going to be one Udo. Of the two. And now you got, you know, think about Shane Lemieux. He had never played center before in his life. They put him in there in a preseason game to get some snaps just in case. And now all of a sudden, because of Patrick's injury and because of Eric McCoy, hey, kid, get in there. You're the starting center now.
Well, we've had four, right? We had Connor McGovern. We've had a little bit of everybody there. It has been tough.
You might even see Kyle Hergel in there might have a chance to get some snaps.
Well, they got to bring up. They have two practice squad elevations today, and I got to believe it's going to be O-line.
Yeah, because you look at Hergel, he's played in six games.
So you would think Clyde would stay on the practice squad? Clyde Edwards-Helaire? After what you saw at running back last week?
No, I would like to see that. What's up there? Eddie Compass.
Right? Hey, good seeing you.
So I would like to bring up Clyde and bring up one O-line and just kind of roll the dice a little bit. Because at some point, you're going to have to find out, right? So this is a perfect opportunity.
It's a great opportunity for Clyde because I think his issues really didn't center around talent.
Quite frankly, if he's not going to play, you put Derek on IR.
Create a spot.
If he's going to play, fine. If he's not,
then create that spot.
Create a spot so you can look at Helaire and bring up offensive linemen because you're going to need him tomorrow.
Well, you look at Hergel, he's played in six games this season between active roster, practice squad, and they might want to see what they have in him the last 2 weeks. If you look at the offensive line and the depth, that could come in about. You know, then you look on the defensive line, he's a sixth-round pick, Christian Boyd, a defensive tackle. You know, they've used John Ridgeway as the run-stuffing defensive tackle instead of Boyd. You know, they traded for Ridgeway from Washington before the start of the season. Remember how I brought up Isaiah Foskey? You want to talk about disappointing your draft picks? Isaiah Foskey, a second-rounder, has taken fewer snaps, 58 this year, than his rookie campaign when he had 83. He's a core special teams guy where he's played 78.5 of the snaps. He's not even, he's buried. He's not even a rotational pass rusher. When you look, he's played 11 defensive snaps against the Packers. That was the most since October the 2nd that he logged against the Chiefs. So Isaiah Foskey, I don't know. Go out there, Foskey. See what you can do.
Okay, look at his career, and I think Zach played more. Zach Baum, what he's done this year. You talk about right fit, right place, right coach.
Yep.
Vic Fangio targeted him and Devin White. He says, I wanted both of them. Now, it didn't work out with Devin, and he ends up with the Texans after they release him. But look at Zach Bond and his development in Vic Fangio. Bob, you know Vic so well.
He was coaching the outside linebacker. He was like Sidwell coached Von Johnson and Sam Mills. Vic Fangio was in charge of
going that direction.
And was in charge of Pat Swilling and Ricky Jackson. So Vic Fangio knows the linebackers. He knows who could get it done or not.
And it didn't cost him a lot of money to bring in Zach Bond. Now it will to resign him now based off of what he's done.